Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
Tommy, do I have time for the threesome email, or we got to wait till Monday for that one?
Knock it out.
Okay, here we go.
Like he did.
All right. she wants to date this guy, but like their first encounter was a threesome. It's probably too late for me to give this warning, but if you're cruising around with kids in the car, I'm sorry.
All right. I need to keep all parties and certain details confidential. Cringy smiley face. Hi, I need help. My best friend, aka sister that is not blood, was in town and we went out. I had to show her around my town when she had never been to. We met a group of guys and totally hit it off with them. If I were to say this night was epic, it would be an understatement. We met these guys at a bar, had a blast, taking shots, dancing, getting to know each other, bar hopping along. We made it to several epic places my city is known for. The night was nonstop fun. As the night progressed, it seemed that there was a certain guy that I was interested in and we gravitated towards each other. I ended up making out with my dude towards the end of the night and we ended up exchanging numbers. Fast forward to the almost end of the night, a few of us didn't want the night to end, so we got a hotel room. Super fast forward, and no judgment here. I don't remember the exact chain of events, but it ended with me, the dude I made out with and exchanged numbers with, and my bestie. Piano playing was had between us three. Damn. This is something that had maybe happened for me back in college, and nothing like this was even thought about with my friend and I before. When it was happening, though, it was totally normal, or as normal as a situation like this could be. No jealousy or weirdness whatsoever. Even the next morning, it was if we three were all friends and all walked away with no worries.
This is like right out of a movie.
Yeah.
Damn, this really happens.
Well, here is where I need help. Dude has since been texting me and wanted to hang out. I'm very attracted to him, obviously. However, do you think this will forever be our story? Mm. Like, will he think this is something normal for me that I like to always share? Because let's be honest, this was a one-time thing and I'm not a sharing kind of gal. Is this something he thinks will happen again, even if not with my friend? Then that brings my friend into the mix, my best friend into the mix. Do you think this is something that we can move past? If he and I start dating, it will be like, hey, you hooked up with the guy I'm dating. He knows my friend doesn't live here and she hasn't said anything about him since. I'm just in this weird limbo of not knowing what to do. Thank you for any and all advice.
Mo, take it.
Yeah, it's tough because it genuinely depends on the guy. I hate to say that, but that to me, that's the only answer because there are guys that will not care at all. That it'll be like, that is how we met. That's our story. We are connected and it won't matter at any point. But I know there are also a lot of guys who at some point may look back at this and find it difficult to take you seriously because of that being the foundation of the relationship. If it's me, and I'm being honest, I wouldn't be able to get past that. It would be difficult for me to hit that switch and look at our relationship as exclusive because of the way that it happened. But it really all depends on the dude.
So let me play this out here because maybe you and I are hanging out with different dudes. So he's always going to think this is a possibility. What does Chris Rock say? Men can't go back sexually. Women can't go back financially.
Yep.
So he's always going to think this is a possibility. When you say to him, hey, I just want to let you know that this is not something that I do regularly, I want to let you know he's not going to believe
it. Definitely
that.
Not going to believe
it. I mean, how many times will a woman say to you, oh, I just want to let you know I don't do one night stands? And every guy's like, oh, yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. I ain't that special.
That's a fact.
So,
Glad we're keeping it 100 here.
Yep.
So he's not going to believe that. Mm-hmm. But I think that's the only thing that you can say is like, I want to let you know that is off the table here. And you have to reset the expectation, but back in his head, at least as far as I'm concerned,
yeah,
he's going to always feel like it's a possibility.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yep.
And let's fast forward doing what a woman does. We're at the wedding. You two are getting married and this is your best friend. So she's your maid of honor. So you're all three standing up there at the altar and you all done it together.
That is awkward, man.
I would be terrified of that maid of honor speech. What is she going to say?
Let me tell you about the night she met Eric.
Did she say specifically in here that the other was a woman? She said best friend, but it was said that she was a woman? It was a her, his thing?
AKA sister that is not blood.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, for me, I'm shocked that y'all are even getting as far as the wedding, because if I'm the girl and I'm getting all these texts from this guy, I'm assuming he's texting me because he's interested in another threesome, not because he wants to date me. I'm more concerned about even getting to the point of like just dating, not even the wedding.
That's a fair point.
So what do you do in a case like this? From the guy's perspective, if he is texting, is he text? You're never going to know. You're never going to know.
I mean, he'll bring it up. That's the only way you're going to know, though. I think if he is in it for
really?
Three, yeah, he'll find a way. He's not going to just come out and be direct with it, but he'll find a way to hint at. So, are we having a replay of that night we ever had? He definitely will find a way to bring it up.
Yeah. Is so-and-so coming into town? I really love your friend so-and-so. Great guy.
You start asking how your friend doing a little too much. yeah, you know what time it is.
Yeah, you're always going to have that question in the back of your head. It would have to be for him. You have to really let him know that that is never, ever happening again. But like I said, he's still never going to believe that.
100%.
So the whole thing's pointless.
Totally pointless. It's a Bird Show.
The Bird Show.